The lights go on. The fans file in. For the next four quarters, you're in for war.
Down in the corner, Reimer for three, shot good. Reimer hits another one. Reimer now with 20 points in the ballgame, and Houston High has got the lead.
It's high school basketball action, and it's on the Breeze 94.5.
And here we go. Lease looks. They throw it underneath. Lease shot at the horn. It's good. He threw it off the back of an Adams Central player, picked it up, and laid it in. The gimmick works.
The pride, the passion, and all of the emotion comes down to tonight. And it's right here on the Breeze 94.5.
And welcome back to Sandy Creek High School. And yes, we're getting ready for the boys' game coming up next, running extremely late tonight with high school basketball because of parents' night, a long girls' varsity game and a long girls' junior varsity game here tonight. But we're set to go for boys' high school basketball here tonight involving Adams Central and Sandy Creek. Both teams are 1-1 in the season. Adams Central, they beat Holdridge last week in their season opener 58-54, then lost to Aurora Saturday night 38-37. Sandy Creek played in that Grand Island Central Catholic early season tournament. They lost to Kearney Catholic 52-24, but beat Lincoln Lutheran by the score of 63-62. You're listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show tonight here on the Breeze, brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seeds. New Tech is your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech seed dealer near you for all of your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. We'll come back and chat with the coaches as we continue on the New Tech Seeds pregame show right after this.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Back in the New Tech Seeds pregame show on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. The boys game coming up here tonight. Adams Central getting set to take on Sandy Creek. Spent a couple of minutes with Adams Central head coach Zach Foster and coach a win over Holdridge last week, a loss to Aurora the following night on Saturday. Talk about the two games last week.
Well, we felt really good about the Holdridge game. We thought we played well. And you never know what you're going to get the first game for any team, but much less a team with, you know, as many new parts as we have. So we really played well and were really ecstatic Friday night because I think Holdridge is a good team. You know, and Saturday was a little frustrating. We got to a good start. We were up 12-6 at the end of the first quarter, and then the second quarter was 17-3. We got beat, and we lost the game by one. So obviously that quarter kind of is where it went unraveled for us. We didn't play as bad as I thought, really, when I watched the film, but we had 22 turnovers, and we shot about 28%. And so, you know, we missed some shots that we need to make, and we just turned it over too much. Other than that, we played pretty well both nights.
Second quarter in that second ball game, just talk about that. What happened there?
Well, I mean, defensively, we gave up a couple baskets we shouldn't have, and then we tried to push, which we want to play up and down, and the kids just really, we weren't real disciplined with it. We had a couple bad turnovers that led to baskets, so it went from being up six to being down six in seemingly like a minute and a half or 2 minutes, and we kind of got rattled. And again, with that, with our team, that's going to happen sometimes. You'd like to think it wouldn't, but when you're starting freshman and sophomore and some new guys, even our upperclassmen who haven't played that much, you know, I think that's probably going to happen once in a while, unfortunately.
Several guys stepped up for you in the opening weekend, both offensively and defensively.
Yeah, we did have a lot of guys step up into different roles. I thought the Holdridge game especially, it was neat because you don't know what to expect when you have nobody back really that's played varsity minutes extensively. And I thought, you know, David played great both games. You know, and that's pretty hard as a freshman to come in your first weekend and to play like he did. You know, and he's not going to be perfect, but he's going to have nights where he plays very well. And Evan Lindblad came in, really was a difference maker, I thought, in the second half against Holdridge. You know, a lot of guys made plays against Holdridge. You know, but overall, just really happy with kind of where we're at. We've got to clean up our turnover issue.
David Bullitt, again, was the guy who was your offensive spark plug last week. He's going to have some peaks. He's going to have maybe some valleys, maybe larger than you might see out of a sophomore or a junior. Any?
Oh, I think so. I think you'd be crazy if you thought he wouldn't. I mean, I think that happens for any player, but much less when you're a 15-year-old freshman out there running around. I think that he's going to have some nights he looks great. He's going to have some nights he looks like a freshman. That's just part of growing up. But he does a good job for us, and we're happy to have him.
Sandy Creek here tonight. What have you seen out of them?
Well, a little bit of everything. They lost a lot, just like we did. Last year we were in the same district and played them, and so we've seen their kids the last 3 years, and they had a big senior class they lost. So they basically have one kid back that played much, and the Lipovsky kid. He's a very good player. They had a huge win against Lincoln Lutheran the other day where they scored 13 points in the first half and scored 50 in the second. Lipovsky had 20 of his 24 in the second half and really played well, I guess. So I'm hoping that we see the 13-point half and not the 50-point half. But they should have a lot of confidence after that comeback win.
What do they do offensively and defensively?
Well, Lipovsky is the man offensively for them. They run a lot for him. They run a lot of good motion. Coach Fortune Druber does a good job, a lot of back screen motion, and get him shots however they can. Defensively, they're playing some 1-3-1 this year. We're kind of expecting to see some 1-3-1 zone tonight. They played all 1-3-1 against Lincoln Lutheran. But I'm sure it'll probably be a mixture of man and zone. Thank you.
Zach Foster, head coach for Adams Central. We'll come back and get more of the New Tech Seeds pregame show right after this.
For shelter insurance.
For people who know that the first love of your life might have been an 84 hatchback.
We believe insurance is better when it relies as much on humanity as it does on technology.
And we know what the weather is like in your area because we live in your area.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter insurance for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see shelter agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
Back in the New Tech Seeds pregame show, as we spent a couple of minutes with Sandy Creek head coach Matt Schwartz and Druber, and you guys sitting at 1-1 in the season. You had a kind of a wild opening weekend. Talk about that.
A real wild opening weekend, Mike. Not as much action the opening weekend as you would like when you have a young team like we do after losing 9 seniors at graduation. You'd kind of like to work these kids in kind of slow, and we don't have that opportunity this year. We had basically 3 games last weekend. We had one against Knox that didn't really count for anything other than a game. And now we played a Tuesday night here with Adams Central, who's always good and athletic, and then we go to Centennial Thursday and Friends Saturday. So there's something said for these kids for getting their feet wet in a hurry, that's for sure.
Talk about your opening weekend, a win and a loss last week, and the Lincoln Lutheran game, kind of an exciting one for you.
It really was. Anytime young kids can pick up a win, especially when they can come back and play as well as we did in the second half, that's always really big for confidence, and hopefully a lot of that confidence will carry over here tonight. At Kearney Catholic, the first night, we just didn't do things real well. We didn't rebound well. We did a horrible job of taking care of the basketball. I think we had 30 turnovers, and when you have 30 turnovers, you're not going to beat anybody, no matter who you're playing. And a lot of that was, due to Kearney Catholic and the pressure they put on us. But after about 6 quarters, we told the kids they finally started to figure things out. We got some good things going to the basket offensively. We were more patient offensively the second half against Lincoln Lutheran and got a lot better shots, and you could see that in the field goal percentage and how we were able to take care of the ball.
You scored 13 points in the first half against Lincoln Lutheran, scored 50 in the second half against Lincoln Lutheran. Talk about the second half. What was the difference?
I just changed up what we do offensively. We threw the playbook away at halftime. We decided we're starting over, and you just got back to the motion-based offense that we've done here for years and years since I've been here, and that's what kind of got us going. We had some different kids on the floor playing different positions, and that helped a lot too. We took Brendan Lipovsky off the point in the second half and moved him to the wing where he was more comfortable coming off, getting his shots, and Gabe Munoz, a freshman, did a really good job of taking care of the ball for us and getting us into the offense, and then John Sock and Blake Scholot also stepped up and hit some big shots. And, that's what we're going to have. It's not going to be one or two people every night. It's going to take 5 having to step up and then for us to get some success here early on.
A very similar situation as Adams Central lost to 10 of seniors last year and kind of like starting over here for this season, aren't you?
Yeah, we're kind of a carbon copy of each other. I tell you, we're both really young. Fortunately for them, they're a little bit bigger, a little bit more athletic, so we're going to have to, try to even that out by rebounding the ball really well tonight. Taking care of the ball offensively. We told the kids coming in there's two stats we're going to be able to look at. They're going to dictate how this game comes out. It's going to be turnovers and it's going to be rebounds. If we can win those two battles, we feel like we got a good shot to win the game. One thing about Adams Central is they're always a very good transition shooting team, and that's something we worked on a lot yesterday, and the time that we had to get ready was contesting the transition game.
Talk about maybe the style of play that you guys want to play tonight. along with your offensive philosophy here tonight against Adam Central?
I think we got to be very patient offensive. Like I say, starting out, we got to take care of the ball first and foremost. We have 30 turnovers, we're going to get buried again. If we take care of the ball and we slow down our offense, you know, run the good old Duke or Indiana motion offense, like we want to run and throw 5, 6, 7, 8 passes before we take a shot and make them play defense for 30, 40 seconds at a shot, you know, I think we'll be doing all right. We got to get back and transition. Transition is going to be big for us defensively, and then rebound. If we can do those three things, you know, I think we stand a good chance. You know, even though they graduated 8 kids, they still got shooters. I know the Bowling kid, the freshman, shoots the ball real well. And there are a couple kids that didn't play many minutes last year are doing well for them so far too. So it's going to be a matter of getting the right matchups and then taking care of the basketball.
Okay, good luck.
Thanks, Mike.
Matt Switchendrover, head coach for Sandy Creek. Stick around. We've got more on the New Tech Siege pregame show right after this.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beauty Rest, Catnapper, and Ashley. Express delivery and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
Mike, well, back on the New Tech Siege pregame show here tonight, and you're sent for the boys' contest between Adams Central and Sandy Creek. Again, you're just joining us. The girls' game, a long one here tonight. Sandy Creek knocks off Adams Central in girls' high school play by a score of 46-43 was the final score. Connor Lowry was the leader for Sandy Creek. She had 13 points in the ball game. Taylor Hendricks had 11. Alexis Grimmett had 14 for Adams Central, and Brittany Wiseman had 10. Adams Central now 0-3 in the season. Sandy Creek improves to 1 win and 2 losses. Adams Central and Sandy Creek getting ready to do battle here tonight in boys high school basketball. Each team 1-1 in the season. Adams Central with a win over Holdridge and a loss to Aurora last week. The Cougars, they beat Lincoln Lutheran right after they lost to Kearney Catholic in that Grand Island Central Catholic early season tournament. For the Cougars, they will go this way. Brandon Leposky will get a start, 6'2" junior. Leposky, last week in the first two ball games, he averaged 11 points and 6 rebounds per game. John Sock is a 5'11" and sophomore. Also, Gabe Muenholz getting a start tonight. He's just a 5'8" freshman for Sandy Creek. Blake Skolot is also getting a start, a 5'11" junior, and also Bailey Stapleman, a 6'3" and senior. The coach is Matt Schwarzendruber, who spent some time on the staff at Hastings College. For Adams Central here tonight, they will go with Garrett Sittner, a 6'1" and sophomore. Sittner averaged 5.5 points per ball game in the first two games last week. David Bolin, a 6-foot freshman, a great outside shooter. He averaged 14 points and 5.5 rebounds last week. Tevin Anderson, a 6-foot senior. Anderson last week averaged 7 points and 3 rebounds per game. And then we'll have the Lindblad brothers, a 6'6" senior, that's Sam. We got 6'5" junior Evan Lindblad in the ball game tonight for Adams Central. Zach Foster is the head coach of the Adams Central Patriots. Adams Central dressed in their blue road uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the red and the white. It'll be Sandy Creek dressed in their white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the red tonight as it gets set for boys high school basketball here on the Breeze. KOIQ 94.5, and Sandy Creek is going to control the opening tip. Cougars will have it, and here's their playmaker, Brennan Leposky. He's got it now to Muenholz, who will bring things up into the offensive scoring zone for the first time here tonight for Sandy Creek. Leposky has got the ball, dribbles to the elbow, comes across the top. That's going to be John Sock, takes the ball in the lane, and a traveling violation. A traveling violation is called on John Sock, taking the ball into the paint there for Sandy Creek. So the first turnover in the Cougars. Here comes Adams Central for the first time tonight. Bombs away for three. A shot is up there by Sittner. It's going to be no good. A quick shot taken there out of the Adams Central offense. Here comes Gabe Muenholz with the ball now down the right sideline for the Sandy Creek Cougars, trying to get away from this man-to-man defense. Bolin will beat in his face defensively. Here's Leposky taking the ball. The hole is bounce pass is lost out of bounds. Trying to get it to Bailey Stapleman, and the ball is lost out of bounds. So two possessions now for Sandy Creek, two turnovers. No score between Adams Central and Sandy Creek and boys high school basketball. Bounce pass goes inside to Lindblad. Shot no good. Tip try no good. Bound for the rebound. Brought down there by Anderson. Foul shot is up and in. So the Lindblads, that was Evan Lindblad with a couple of missed shots. And then Tevin Anderson got the field goal for Adams Central. 2-0 is the score. And here's a turnover on Sandy Creek. Adams Central applying the backcourt pressure. Sandy Creek just got the ball across the 10-second line and threw the ball into the Adams Central bench. Three turnovers now in Sandy Creek. They averaged 27 per ball game last week in their two ball games against Kearney Catholic and Lincoln Lutheran. 2-0 is the score. Adams Central has got the lead. Now here's that 1-3-1 zone defense that head coach Zach Foster talked about in the pregame show that they expected to see tonight. There's a shot from Sittner. No good. Rebound. Lindblad. His shot's going to be blocked down, but a foul is going to be called. Going to go on Leposky. Brandon Leposky picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. Jared Sittner misses the three-pointer from the right sideline, but it was rebounded there by Evan Lindblad, and he had a shot blocked there by Leposky, and now he'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. His first one is up there and in. 3-0 is the score. Evan Lindblad, he's averaging 8.5 points per ball game and 3.5 rebounds per game. As Evan Leposky, or rather Evan Lindblad, will have one more. This is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Sandy Creek, and now we have got a timeout. A timeout's going to be called here by head coach Matt Schwarzendruber for the Sandy Creek Cougars. 6 minutes and 44 seconds to play. In the first quarter, we'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 3 and the Sandy Creek Cougars nothing.
Gary Michaels Clothiers is a destination for everyone on your holiday list. For men, we have casual wear from Tommy Bahama, Nike Golf, St. Croix, and Cutter & Buck. For business attire, we have suits and sport coats from Hart Schaffner Marks, Jack Victor, and S. Cohen. And to complete the look, dress shirts and ties. For the ladies, we have Brighton accessories and handbags, shoes, and watches, as well as clothing by Windridge, Aventura, and Sharon Young. Shop Gary Michaels Clothiers in downtown Hastings and Kearney for that perfect gift for everyone on your list.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at Sandy Creek. Adams Central attacking again right at the 10-second line. The Cougars get the ball into their offensive zone here. Here's Leposky at the top of the key, dribbles down the lane. The pass down in the corner, the right side, a long-range jumper by Sock. That's going to be no good. Sock grabs the rebound inside the free throw circle as they get it away to Gabe Munholz. His pass is going to be deflected. It's picked up here by Sock on the near sideline. Now a traveling violation. Sock trying to save the ball from going out of bounds right in front of the Adams Central bench. He's calling for the traveling violation, so they give it right back here to Adams Central. Should be a 3-0 ball game. They still got 2-0 up on the scoreboard. We hit that free throw just a few seconds ago by Lindblad. There's a pass that's going to be deflected out of bounds. It's going to be Adams Central ball. They will play things in from underneath their own basket. David Bolin will key the ball in for Adams Central. They get it to a Tevin Anderson down in the corner to Bolin. It's out for three. Good. This is a good-looking freshman here for the Adams Central Patriots as Bolin knocks her down. They got 5-0 up on the scoreboard here. There's a pass that's going to be into the lane, grabbing the ball, shooting and scoring and being fouled into play is going to be Bailey Stapleman. Stapleman gets the field goal there for Sandy Creek, and he is fouled into play. They just lobbed the ball right in front of the basket there. Stapleman gets the field goal to make it a 5-2 ball game, and the foul is going to be whistled here on Adams Central as Stapleman goes to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The foul went on Sam Lindblad for Adams Central. That's going to be his first. So 5-2 officially is the score. Adams Central has got a three-point lead. Here's Tevin Anderson driving the baseline. A pass to the opposite corner. Sitting there for three. His shot no good. Ball is going to be tapped. It's going to be picked up here by Sandy Creek. Skolot grabs the ball now for the Cougars. Gets to the far sideline to Gabe Munholz. Hustles into the forecourt as he works against Bolin. Lobs it down in the corner. Skolat's got the ball. Back out on the wing to Leposky. His shot for three is going to be no good. Long rebound. Comes to the near sideline. It's going to be picked up here. That's going to be John Sock with the ball. He has it stripped away. It's into the backcourt. It's going to roll out of bounds, and it's going to be Sandy Creek ball. So Sandy Creek will play things in here in backcourt. 5:19 to play in the opening quarter. 5-2 is the score. Adams Central is out on top. A three by David Bolin, and Tevin Anderson got a field goal. Evidently, the free throw from Evan Lindblad we had earlier in this quarter did not count for some reason. We're on the far end of where Adams Central is shooting here. Here's Sandy Creek with the ball in their offensive zone. John Sock trying to penetrate. Good defense here by AC. There's a pass inside to Leposky. The ball knocked away from him. It's picked up by Bolin on the turnover. Long pass ahead. They get it to Warmstad, who's into the ball game now for AC. Back outside to Bolin. He launches up. No, it's going to be a long pass down low. They work the ball around the circle. Here's Anderson. His shot for three is going to be no good. Ball goes to the corner out of the bounce, and it's going to be Sandy Creek ball. AC will drop back in defense, and again, they will pick up the Sandy Creek Cougars right here at the 10-second line. Sandy Creek gets the ball into the offensive zone. There's a cross-court pass, goes to the far sideline. Skolance got it, comes to the near side to John Saki. Almost lost it out of bounds. He saves it to Leposki. He's picked up by David Bolin of Adams Central. Down in the corner to John Sock. Comes back out to the top of the key. That's going to be Gabe Muenholz with the ball, driving it down the right side of the lane, all the way to the baseline. His shot over Bolin. It's off of the front iron, no good. Tip try by Leposki is up and in. Brandon Leposki gets the tip for Sandy Creek, and that makes it a 5-4 ball game in favor of the Patriots. Here's bombs away again. Three-pointer. That's going to be up there and in by Kyler Wormstadt. Wormstadt hits a tray from right in front of the student body section on the far side. 8-4 is the score now. Adams Central has got a four-point lead again. Here come the Sandy Creek Cougars back in their offensive zone. Muenholz cross-court pass comes over here to the right corner. John Sock for three. Shot good. John Sock throws up a three-pointer from the deep right corner. 8-7 is the score now. It's raining three balls. There's an Adams Central turnover. Here comes Sandy Creek down the right sideline. Leposki has got it out here in 3 points. Troy, he'll throw one up. His shot's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Bolin. Here come the Patriots. That's going to be Wormstadt with the ball. Hesitates right at the top of the three-point arc. Spins away. Sends the ball inside. It's going to be tipped away from Lindblad. And the ball's picked up here by Sandy Creek. Second straight turnover on Adams Central in the ball game. It is picked up by Leposki, who sends it on the far sideline to Muenholz. Muenholz now to Sock. Moves it down to Leposki. Down here on the right side. Leposki holds it. Now here's a long-range jumper by Skolan from three. That's going to be no good. Ball tipped down. It's picked up by John Sock. And now he's going to be fouled into play by Anderson. Anderson trying to steal the ball away. Picks up the personal foul for his efforts. First foul on Kevin Anderson for Adams Central. That's going to be team foul number two on the Patriots. Non-shooting situation. So it's going to be Sandy Creek playing the ball into the far side. John Sock just inside the 10-second line on the far sideline will play things in. John Sock gets it back as he moves it down on the baseline. There's a 17-footer put up there. It's going to be no good. Sock grabs his own rebound, goes back up, shoots and scores. John Sock misses the first one, didn't miss the second one. He's now got 5 points in the ball game. Sandy Creek has the lead, 9-8, as the Adams Central Patriots come back for the possession here. That's going to be Bolin with the ball, sends it over here on the right side to Alex Keller, who's into the ball game now for Adams Central, comes back out on top. David Bolin with it as he sends it down in the corner. It's a zone defense here for Sandy Creek. Back out to Bolin, top of the key, looking to penetrate. Now the ball's going to be knocked loose. Leposki grabs it, picks it up on the roll. Leposki working, his throws up a shot. It's going to be good, and he's fouling the play. Unbelievable. It was a Bolin going after the loose ball. Leposki picks it up. He has back to the basket. He flips it over his head right in front of us, and it goes right through the hole as it ricochets off of the glass in a basket there by Brendan Leposki. And the foul is going to go on Bolin of Adams Central. That's going to be his first. Leposki with a couple of field goals now in the ball game and 4 points. He'll go to the free throw line now to make this a three-point play. His shot is good. And Sandy Creek has got a 12-8 lead over Adams Central with 2 minutes and 24 seconds to play. Here in the first quarter from Sandy Creek tonight. David Bolin with the ball sends it across the top. They get it to Sittner. Now inside, that's going to be Lindblad. Splits a couple of defenders. Can't go up with a shot. Back out to Bolin. Down in the corner to Wormstadt. Wormstadt puts it on the floor and dribbles himself out here to the top of the key. Wormstadt swings it right side to Sittner. Entry pass. Now they get it to Lindblad down in the corner for three. A shot's taken there. No good by Keller. Rebound is loose out here in three-point territory, and a foul is going to be called. So a foul is going to go here. It's going to go on Sandy Creek. We will stay right here, and Adams Central playing things in. Here on the near sideline, a minute and 57 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 12-8 is the score. It's Sandy Creek out on top. Personal foul is whistled on Muenholz. That's going to be his first. Now they're going to play it in from underneath their own basket. Lindblad will come out here to Anderson on the far sideline, out near the 10-second line. Anderson dribbles once, comes over to Alex Keller. Still a zone defense here for Sandy Creek. Down in the corner, that's going to be Lindblad, drives the baseline. Anderson in the left corner, back outside to Wormstadt for three. Shot no good. Rebound is loose. It's going to be saved down there by Lindblad, but it's knocked loose again. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Sandy Creek ball. The Cougars will play things in. A minute and 38 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Sandy Creek surprising Adams Central here tonight. The score is 12-8. Adams Central again will attack here in backcourt. Sandy Creek gets it to the 10-second line. That's going to be Ashton Garcia into the ball game now, and he throws the ball away. So Ashton Garcia just checked in there, a 5'10" senior, as he throws the ball out of bounds. It's going to be four turnovers now in Sandy Creek. That 1-3-1 zone defense back the other way for Sandy Creek. Adams Central will try to attack this thing. There's Warmstadt at the top of the key. Swings it left side. That's Anderson with the ball. Brings it back out to Warmstadt, top of the circle. Warmstadt brings it back to Anderson, who jacks up the tray. His shot is off of the mark, no good. Lindblad had the rebound, but lost it. It's picked up here by Kendall Dixon, who's into the ball game. Dixon gets the ball away, and here come the Cougars with a four-point lead. 12-8 is the score. Gabe Mutenholz into the offensive zone to Garcia. Garcia brings it over here to Leposky in a traveling violation on Leposky. They're going to have a personal foul call. They're going to whistle an offensive foul call, and Brendan Leposky, that's going to be his second. So two fouls now in Leposky. That's going to be five turnovers on Sandy Creek here in the first quarter. We're down to 53 seconds to play in the opening period. 12-8 is the score. Sandy Creek has got the lead over the Adams Central Patriots. Here's Anderson going inside to Sam Lindblad, who goes to the other way. That's the other Lindblad. Evan Lindblad driving with a hole in scoring. Evan Lindblad got the feed from Sam Lindblad, who scores here. And Evan gets the field goal, and he's fouled into play. That's the first field goal of the ball game for Lindblad. He'll go to the free throw line now after he was fouled into play by Kendall Dixon. The first foul in Dixon is shot from the free throw line is no good by Lindblad, so it's a 12-10 ball game now. Adams Central still trailing by 2 points. John Sock has got the ball for Sandy Creek. Right-handed dribble. Races between a couple of defenders. Brings it into the offensive zone. As Sandy Creek sets up against the man-to-man now of Adams Central. They've got the ball on the far sideline. They lob it inside. That's Dixon with a shot right in front of the hole. It's going to be no good. Rebound Lindblad. Outlet pass goes to Sittner. Here come the Patriots. He goes all the way to the baseline, and he's whistled for the traveling violation. He got to the baseline, and he was kind of off balance. He just kind of throws up a shot over Garcia. That would not go, but a traveling violation is called. Third turnover on the Patriots here in the ball game. Sam Lindblad now out of the ball game. For Adams Central coming back in. For AC, there's going to be Buzz Niederklein. Adams Central in that zone trap right about the mid-court stripe. Sandy Creek almost turned the ball over there, but John Sock grabs it. Now they do. They throw it right into the hands of Sittner, who gets it down the floor to Niederklein. He throws it up there at the buzzer, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. So Sandy Creek has been forced into six turnovers here against the Adams Central backcourt defense in this first quarter of play. They've got the first quarter in the books here tonight in boys high school basketball. And the score here at Sandy Creek, it's the Cougars 12, Adams Central 10. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on The Breeze.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. We start the second quarter, 12-10 is the score. Sandy Creek with the lead. Bolin from the corner for three, is shot no good. Rebound comes down to Brendan Leposky. So Sandy Creek coming right back at us here in the second period of play with a two-point lead. Here's Gabe Mutenholz out here near the 10-second line. Gets away, drives it down the right side of the lane. Mutenholz all the way to the baseline. Bounce pass goes inside to a Skolap. Back outside to Leposky for three. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Evan Lindblad. Lindblad brings it back the other way for the Patriots to the far sideline. Sittner has got the ball. Sittner goes inside to Lindblad. Down in the right corner, Anderson. Shot for three is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to the Sandy Creek Cougars. That's Stapleman with the ball for Sandy Creek. That is Gabe Mutenholz. Hustles down the right sideline. Mutenholz on the dribble now. So they get it away. That's Leposky with the ball. Leposky down to Skolant. Skolant brings it to John Sock. Now left side to Leposky. Down in the corner. Shot up and in. Just inside the three-point circle. Brandon Leposky scores. He's got 7 points in the ball game, and the Cougars have a five-point lead over Adams Central. 15-10 is the score. Here's David Bolin with the ball. Back out to Anderson. 25 feet away from the basket. Anderson bounce pass goes over to Sittner. Back out to Anderson, 22-footer, good. Tevin Anderson, a long-range three put up there, and it goes right through the hole with nothing but net. 5 points in the ball game now for Anderson, 14-13. Adams Central is down by 1 point. Here are the Cougars with the ball. John Sock, double-team, gets away, goes to the elbow, throws up a shot. It's going to be short, no good. Sittner with a rebound. Sittner here in backcourt, guarded by John Sock. And Garrett Sittner will bring things up down the right sideline. Bounce pass is going to be through the lane. We got a foul called. At least the whistle sounds. It's going to be a kicking violation there. Kicking violation of the Cougars. So it's going to be Adams Central playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Boland lobs the ball in to Lindblad in the lane. His shot's off of the left side. No good. Rebound Stapleman. Stapleman has got it for Sandy Creek as we approach the six-minute mark. Here in the second quarter, 14-13. Sandy Creek with a one-point lead in boys high school basketball tonight. Leposky with the ball now for Sandy Creek. Over on the wing to Muenholz, dribbles in the lane, a running one-hander is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Boland. Outlet pass to Sittner. He gets the ball ahead. That's going to be Lindblad driving for the hole. And shot's blocked, but a foul is called. Leposky goes up against Evan Lindblad and gets hit with a personal foul. Leposky picks up the foul there for Sandy Creek. And going to the free throw line for Adams Central is going to be Evan Lindblad. Lindblad has got 2 points in the ball game, 0 of 3 from the stripe. Now he's 1 for 4 from the charity stripe as that one goes down through the hole. Lindblad now with 3 points in the ball game. We're tied up at 14 points apiece. Adams Central can reclaim the lead here with a successful free throw from Evan Lindblad. His shot is up there, it's good. So he connects on a couple of free throws, and that gives Adams Central now a 15-14 advantage here in the second quarter of play. And now we're going to have a foul called here as Gabe Muenholz was trying to drive the ball to the hole. And that's going to go here on a David Boland. That's going to be his second. So Sandy Creek will play things in here in this second quarter. And now we've got a traveling violation down in the corner on the far side. So Sandy Creek with their seventh turnover of the ball game. It's now 15-14. Adams Central has got a one-point lead over Sandy Creek as they will start this possession here as they come into their offensive zone. Sittner has got it now down in the corner to Anderson. Anderson puts it on the floor once and comes out to Boland out here in three-point territory. Bounce pass comes over here in the right wing to Wormstadt. Now inside is going to be through the fingertips of Lindblad, but they say it was tipped out of his hands there by Sandy Creek. So Adams Central playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket to David Boland as he'll get things in. To Lindblad, the back to Boland in the corner. His three-pointer is jacked up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Leposky for Sandy Creek. Leposky down the near sideline, brings it back to the center of the floor. Goes over on the left side to Muenholz. Muenholz now to Sock. Out to Leposky for three. His shot is up there. It's off of the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Boland. He winds his way back up the floor. Boland now to Anderson from 15. His shot is going to be no good. Ball is going to be knocked around, and now a foul is going to be called. Boy, some quick shots thrown up here out of Adams Central in these possessions. Now the Patriots going to be hit with a personal foul as we come back the other direction with 4:55 to play in the second quarter. Anderson's going to check out into the ball game now for Adams Central. Looks like Alex Keller. The personal foul goes on Wormstadt. That's going to be his first. Team foul number five, so now the team fouls are even up at five apiece. Here's Leposky for Sandy Creek. He dribbles, throws it back out here, and it's going to go into the backcourt. Picked up there in an over-and-back violation. Leposky trying to drive it toward the baseline. He stops and trying to send it back outside, and it went into the backcourt in an over-and-back violation on Sandy Creek. Eight turnovers on the Cougars here in the ball game. Jacob Schlick coming into the ball game now for Sandy Creek as he checks in there for the first time. He's a 6'2" sophomore for head coach Matt Schwarzendruber. We're in the second quarter, 4:35 to play. It's 15-14. Adams Central holding on to a one-point lead. There's Alex Keller with the ball deep in the corner on the left side. He's double-teamed over there. Gets the ball away to a David Boland. Boland now to a Wormstadt down in the right corner. A three-pointer hit up there by Sittner is going to be no good. An air ball, and a rebound comes down here to Sandy Creek. Schlick with a rebound. Here's Leposky again. He's got the ball as he drives it toward the goal all the way to the basket. His shot's no good. And the rebound is loose. It's picked up here on the baseline by Adams Central's Jerome Halsey, who's into the ball game now. The Wormstadt down the far sideline. They get it to Boland, and now we got a timeout called here. A timeout from Adams Central. 4 minutes and 5 seconds to play. We're in the second quarter at Sandy Creek tonight. Boys high school basketball. It is Adams Central 15, Sandy Creek 14.
For generations, Kearney Cretin Block and Christensen Concrete Products have been supplying Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings with quality concrete and masonry needs. Both locations now offer paved stone segmental pavers to beautify your driveway, patio, sitting area, or unique landscaping project. Call on our professional staff for design help. Take advantage of our years of combined experience at no extra cost to you. Kearney Cretin Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike Will back here at Sandy Creek High School. 4:05 to play in the second quarter. 15-14 is the score. Adams Central is out on top. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Furniture Direct. We deliver the score. Furniture Direct delivers to your door. Get free local delivery, setup, and removal on any Beauty Rest mattress purchase. Get more than you expect when you shop Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington, just south of Sonic. First ball game tonight was won by the Sandy Creek Cougars as they beat Adams Central in girls play tonight by a score of 46-43. 15-14 here. Adams Central has got a one-point lead, and the Patriots have the basketball as they work with it. There's a long-range three put up there. It's going to be no good by Bolin, and the rebound comes down to Jacob Schlick. Schlick has got the ball for the Cougars down the right sideline to Gabe Muenholz. Muenholz races the ball into the offensive zone. There's Schlick. His shot from 15 won't go. Rebound comes down to David Bolin. He has it stripped away. It's going to be picked up here by the Sandy Creek Cougars. Four turnovers now, and Adams Central in the ball game. Schlick from the deep right corner. He works. Bounce pass goes inside to Dixon, and a foul is going to be called. Dixon got it just to the right of the basket there, and he was knocked off of his stance there. And a personal foul is going to be called on Jerome Halsey. Of Adams Central, that's going to be Halsey's first. That's going to be team foul number six in the Patriots. Here comes Sittner back in. Here comes Anderson back in. Here comes Evan Lindblad back in now for head coach Zach Foster. 3:25 to play in the second quarter, 15-14. It'll be the Cougars playing things in. Here's Leposky for three. Bingo. Brendan Leposky nails a three ball. He's got 10 points in the ball game. And the Cougars go back on the top by a score of 17-15. 3 minutes and 11 seconds to play. Here's a Sittner with the ball. Sittner comes to Bolin, now to Anderson. Back out here to Bolin at the top of the key. Dribbles to the free throw line. Bounce pass down on the corner. Sittner for three. Shot is up there, no good. Long rebound picked up by Bolin. Bolin's going to take the three as he's left open, and his shot is up and in. David Bolin grabs the ball right at the top of the three-point circle, and he cans it. Nobody came out to pick him up after he grabs the rebound. 18-17. Adams Central again leading by 1 point. Down in the corner is Schlick. He is double-teamed. Ball knocked loose and is picked up by Anderson. Sandy Creek turns it away for the ninth time here in the first half. Here's Bolin coming back the other way. His three-pointer good again. Bolin comes back on transition and nails his third three-pointer of his first half of play. That's now 21-17. This freshman is going to be something for Adams Central. Three three-pointers here in the first half, and now we got a foul called. Bringing the ball up for Sandy Creek was Corbin Hansen. He was being attacked right in front of the Adams Central bench. And a foul is going to be called here on Bolin. That's going to be his third. So just as we give him some accolades here in the first half, Bolin picks up his third foul, and now he'll have to come to the bench. For head coach Zach Foster, in there will be Alex Keller. And going to the free throw line for the Sandy Creek Cougars is going to be Corbin Hansen. This will be his first free throw of the year. Corbin Hansen toes the mark, and his shot is up there way too strong. No good. And the rebound comes down to Lindblad, and he throws the ball away. Lindblad got the rebound, and he throws it at the near sideline. Nobody was there. Lindblad throws it into the scorer's table here on the near side. That's going to be turnover number five on Adams Central. So the Cougars get the ball back here. It's a 21-17 ball game. AC with a four-point lead. Sandy Creek with the ball out here in three-point territory. With it over there is Leposky. They work the ball inside. That's going to be Dixon, and he's going to be fouling the play as he goes up for the shot. Dixon will go to the free throw line to shoot two. The foul is going to go on Evan Lindblad. That's going to be his first. So the first foul on Lindblad, and going to the free throw line for the Sandy Creek Cougars is going to be Kendall Dixon. He is 0-for-1 on free throws so far this year. He's a 6'4" and sophomore for the Cougars. His shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Dixon will get one more. Dixon averaging 1 point and 3.5 rebounds per game. Sandy Creek lost a ton off of their roster from a year ago, about in the same boat as Adams Central is to start the season with a fresh lineup. The second one is going to be up there, no good by Dixon, and the rebound comes down to AC. 2 minutes to play here in the second quarter. 21-17 is the score. Adams Central leading by 4 points. Anderson with the ball. Bounce pass goes to Alex Keller on the far side. Double team down in the corner to Sittner for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Skolat now for the Sandy Creek Cougars. Loposki gets the ball ahead now to John Sock. Sock ahead to Skolat. Takes the ball down to the baseline. Picked up by Anderson. Skolat goes to Loposki. His off-balance shot from the baseline is no good. Rebound comes down to Lindblad. Is out. The pass intercepted by Loposki. His shot no good. Rebound again goes to Sam Lindblad. He gets it away this time to Sittner. Gets the ball ahead to Anderson for three. Shot is up there. It's off the bar, back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Loposki of Sandy Creek. Now the Cougars will hold things up a little bit. The base has been pretty rugged here in the first half of play. John Sock has got it for the Cougars. Sock goes to Schlick. Back to the top of the key. That's going to be Skolat with the ball. Feeds it inside to Dixon. He's going to be fouled in the play again. Kendall Dixon grabs the ball and goes for the hole. And he is fouled in the play by Evan Lindblad. That's Evan's second. So Dixon, who missed a couple of free throws just a few seconds ago, will go back to the free throw line now for Sandy Creek. 66 seconds to play here in the second quarter, 21-17. Patriots have the lead. Shot from the free throw line is an air ball. Does not draw iron. And Dixon will have one more. Ashton Garcia comes into the ball game now for the Sandy Creek Cougars. Matt Back also checking in there for Sandy Creek. A couple of seniors into the ball game now for head coach Matt Schwartz and Druber. Second one's going to be too strong. So he misses a pair. And the rebound comes down to Tevin Anderson for the Adams Central Patriots. Here's Wormstad now to Anderson for three from the right side. It's going to be too strong. And the ball goes up over the glass out of play. And Sandy Creek will come back the other direction. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on the Breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5. And also online at KLIQFM.com. Also available at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We're at Sandy Creek tonight. 21-17 is the score. Adams Central is out on top here in the ballgame as they attack in backcourt. Sandy Creek brings it into the offensive zone. Down in the corner, Skolat calls for the ball. He gets it, drives the baseline. His pass is going to be ricocheted off with a back glass. And now we got the ball knocked out of bounds. It's going to be Adams Central ball. Off of the fingertips of Stapleman, who is going. On the basket. Now Adams Central comes back on the Sandy Creek turnover. That's 10 turnovers on the Cougars in the ballgame. Wormstad comes back with the ball for Adams Central. We're down to 30 seconds to play in the second quarter. Alex Keller has got it here on the near sideline. Bounce pass goes inside to Lindblad, who gives away to Niederklein, drives it down the lane. His shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound brought down by the Cougars. Long pass down to four. John Sock grabs it, and his layup good. Two-point lead for the Patriots, down to 8 seconds to play. Wormstad has got the ball across the 10-second line. Shot is going to be no good. And that's going to be the end of the second quarter of play. We have reached halftime as Wormstad just kind of throws up something here on the near sideline. I don't even look to get rid of the ball. Footer from in front of the Sandy Creek bench as Zach Foster will go down the near sideline to have a couple of words with him before the players enter the locker room here at halftime. So a great defensive show out of both of these teams here tonight. Adams Central and Sandy Creek putting on a clinic defensively. And it's the Adams Central Patriots with the lead at halftime. It's Adams Central 21, Sandy Creek 19. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on The Breeze.
This is Wayne. Wayne, tell everyone why you're talking like that. Because someone triple dog dared you to touch the side of a beer can from the Midtown Mart cooler with your tongue and now it's stuck. Is that about covered? Wayne, by the way, no longer doubts that Midtown Mart has the coldest beer in town. Free ice and free carry out for Midtown Mart customers. The convenient liquor mart. Midtown Mart on West 2nd and Hastings.
Convenient walk-in medical care.
Open when you need us.
Hastings Convenient Care.
No appointments necessary.
From sore throats to broken bones,
cuts, or illnesses.
Hastings Convenient Care is open when you need us.
Open 7 days a week.
Monday through Friday, 1 till 8. Saturday and Sunday, 11 till 5. Program the number in your phone so it's there when you need it.
402-463-6300. Visit online at hastingscare.org.
208 South Burlington, Suite 108, just south of the underpass.
The care you need at the time you need it.
Hastings Convenient Care.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to Sandy Creek High School here tonight. Sandy Creek and the Adams Central Patriots in boys high school basketball are scoring here at halftime. It is Adams Central 21, Sandy Creek 19. Our halftime show tonight is brought to you by your Allen Superstore in Hastings. Get more for your dollar at locally owned and operated Allen Superstore, located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. Allen's has everything you need in one store, including your groceries, pharmacy, sporting goods, clothing, photo shop, toy department, and a wine cellar. They will beat any competitor's ads, and they offer thousands and thousands of unadvertised in-store specials each and every week. Why shop anywhere else? Well, you can shop locally owned Allen Superstore. The more you get, more Superstore, located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. So in this ball game, Adams Central has got the lead over the Sandy Creek Cougars by the score of 21-19. Both teams playing very aggressive defense here in the first half of play. It was Adams Central who jumped out to a 5-2 lead here in this ball game. Sandy Creek had their first lead at 9-8. That was with 2 minutes and 46 seconds to play in the first quarter. Cougars actually went ahead 12-8 in the first quarter before it was 12-10 at halftime, and or at 12-10 at the end of the first quarter, Sandy Creek had the lead. The Cougars jumped out to a 15-10 lead early in the second quarter of play before the Adams Central Patriots came back to tie the score up at 15. And right now it's a 21-19 ball game as Adams Central has got the lead over the Sandy Creek Cougars here at halftime. The scoring here at the half, we've got David Bolin leading the way for Adams Central. He has connected on 3 three-pointers in the ball game thus far. For his 9 points, Tevin Anderson, he has got a 3 and a 2. He has got 5 points here at halftime. Evan Lindblad, he has got a field goal, and he is 2 out of 5 from the free throw line for 4 points. Tyler Warmstadt has hit a 3-pointer for 3 points. Adams Central, 2 out of 5 from the free throw line, as Evan Lindblad's got all of charity tosses so far for Adams Central. In his first half of play, and the Patriots have 5 turnovers in the basketball game. For the Sandy Creek Cougars, they're being led so far by Brendan Leposky. He has got 10 points in the ball game. Leposky has hit 3 field goals. He's got a 3-point field goal, and he is 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. So Brendan Leposky with 10 points here in the first half of play. John Sock, he has got 7 points. Sock has got a 3. He's got a couple of 2-point field goals, so he's got 7. And the only other guy who has scored so far for Sandy Creek has been Bailey Stapleman. He has got a field goal for 2, and he is 0 out of 1 from the free throw line. Sandy Creek 1 out of 3 from the stripe here in the first half of play. Unofficially 10 turnovers in the basketball game. So it's Adams Central with the lead over the Sandy Creek Cougars in boys high school basketball at halftime. It is Sandy Creek trailing the Patriots. The score, Adams Central 21 and the Sandy Creek Cougars 19. You're listening to the Allen Superstore Halftime Show. We'll have more after this.
Smart people make smart choices. You should make the choice to take the next step in your education at Central Community College.
Spring classes start January 13th. Take classes online, on campus, or in your community. Get a great start on a bachelor's degree through CCC's Academic Transfer Program. Or take classes in some of today's hottest employment areas through one of CCC's Career and Technical Programs.
Call 877-222-0780 or log on to cccneb.edu. Smart people, smart choices, Central Community College.
When it comes to carpet cleaning, Red Dog is the new green. Using environmentally safe products that clean the carpet but leave no odors. Our child and pet safe, the Green Seal Certified Red Dog Carpet Cleaning is available at ShopWeTheDealer.com, making it easy on your budget as well as on the environment. ShopWeTheDealer.com. Every hour, every day, it's online but local. It's shopping that saves you money. Our deal of the day, directly to your phone when you text Wheeler Dealer to 90210.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Hi, this is Rod Pontine from the Barn Candle Company and barncandles.com. The holidays are almost here, and now is the time to get a jump start on your holiday shopping. Barncandles.com is a perfect place to do just that. We have barn candles, harvest soup mix, jams, jellies, and salsas, room sprays, and the ever-popular barn bricks for your electric wax warmer, and much more. Shop from the comfort of your own home today at barncandles.com.
This is Caleb Ranke on 94.5 KLIQ The Breeze. We are running into some technical difficulties. We'll get the game right back to you as soon as possible.
For special dinners for just the two of you, or for your Christmas get-together, Napoli's Italian Restaurant is a sure hit with fresh ingredients and all entrees made from scratch. Napoli's creates true Italian heritage-style dishes, along with over 100 varieties of wine. For party or catering information, call today. Gift certificates are available, too. Napoli's Italian Restaurant in Hastings Imperial Mall, just west of the Conestoga Mall in Grand Island, and coming soon to Kearney. Napoli's Italian Restaurant. Way more than pasta.
The Breeze.
It's Bob and Sherry.
I was working for a company that participated in the Black Friday sales. I was about 6 months pregnant, and I ended up working a 12-hour shift that night.
Women are amazing. You know how much I wish I could have experienced pregnancy, right? If I was 6 months pregnant, do you think I'm going to Kohl's and working 12 hours?
Oh, honey, I don't think you're doing that now.
Follow Bob and Sherry on Facebook and Twitter.
Point well taken.
It's Bob and Sherry Mornings.
On The Breeze, 94.5.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
All right, welcome back to Sandy Krieger. Apologize for the technical problems. We got the second half coming up. We're at halftime. It is 21-19 as Adams Central has got the lead over the Sandy Creek Cougars tonight in boys high school basketball. You've been listening to the Allen's Superstore halftime show here tonight. Adams Central with a lead over Sandy Creek, 21-19 as we start the second half of play. Again, leading the way is David Boland for Adams Central. He's got 9 points in the ball game. Brandon Leposky has got 10 for Sandy Creek. The Cougars have the ball, and their offensive end will have the opening possession of their second half of play. They'll shoot to our far basket. Here's Leposky jacking up with three. His shot's going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Garrett Sittner, and here come the Adams Central Patriots back the other way. Just underway here in the second half. You haven't missed any of the action so far here at Sandy Creek. Again, we apologize for the halftime problem we had here. There's a bounce pass that's going to be deflected out of bounds. Skolak got his hands on it there for the Cougars, and it'll be Adams Central playing things in. Adams Central has got 5 turnovers in the ball game. Sandy Creek has got 10. 21-19 is the score. Adams Central has got a 2-point lead as they work against a zone defense for Sandy Creek. It has been a defensive clinic here tonight as far as the defense is concerned. Both of these teams playing outstanding D here in this ball game. Sittner, he's open for three, takes a shot. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down here to Gabe Muenholz. Muenholz will bring the ball back now. Left-handed dribble brings it across the 10-second line. Adams Central retreats back into man-to-man defense. Here's a John Sock with the ball. Sock moves it over to Leposky. High right side. Bounce pass goes down in the corner. Skolan, his shot's up there and in. Just inside the three-point ring. He scores. It's now a 22-21 ball game. 22-21 is the score. That was a three-point play there by Skolan. Here's a shot back of the other way. It's going to be a no good. So a three-pointer by Blake Skolan gives Sandy Creek the lead. There's a driving layup by Skolan, so it's going to be no good. It goes out of bounds this time. It's going to be Adams Central ball. So now we have got a, now they just give him a two-pointer. They're having scoreboard problems here. This is their first night at a brand-new scoreboard at Sandy Creek, so it's a 21-21 ball game, it should be. As they come back the other way, we're tied up at 21 points apiece with 6.5 minutes to play here in this third quarter. Anderson has got the ball. Comes outside to a Boland. Down in the corner, here's Sittner as he jacks up a three-pointer. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose. It's going to roll out here into three-point territory. Picked up by Boland. Boland down to Sittner. Two-handed pass goes opposite corner down to the left side. It's going to be Anderson with the ball. Entry pass to get it to Lindblad. Now down low. He kicks it back out here to Boland. Down to Sittner deep in the right corner. His shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound on the weak side there by Anderson. He'll throw up a three. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound Lindblad, and a jump ball is called. He is tied up in the play here. Lindblad is tied up by Stapleman of Sandy Creek. Possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Adams Central Patriots. So AC will play things in baseline right side underneath their own basket. We're tied up at 21 points apiece. David Bolin has got it. Outside down to Warmstadt. Back down to Bolin. His shot for three is up there and in. That's 4 3-pointers in the ball game now for David Bolin. 24-21. Adams Central with a 3-point lead here in the third quarter with 5 minutes and 44 seconds to play. Here's Leposky with the ball down on the right side on the baseline. A shot is put up there by Skoll. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Adams Central. Warmstadt has got the ball for the Patriots. Waist-high dribble brings it back into the offensive zone. Flips it away to Anderson. Bounce pass goes inside to Halsey. Halsey with his back to the basket. Back out on the wing on the left side to Warmstadt. Warmstadt sends it down low down to Lindblad. The ball ticked out of his hands out of bounds. It's going to be Adams Central playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 5:21 to play in the third. 24-21. Patriots with a 3-point lead. Here's Warmstadt open for three. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to John Sock for Sandy Creek. Sock gets it away to Gabe Muenholz, winding his way back up the floor. Muenholz into the offensive zone. Down to John Sock. High left side. Back out to Leposky from the top of the key. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Long rebound. Leposky had it. He lost it. Bolin had it. He lost it. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Sandy Creek ball. So Sandy Creek will play things in here on the near sideline. You're listening to high school basketball tonight here on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5 FM. Down in the corner with the ball is Muenholz. Bounce pass goes inside. Grabbing the ball is Dixon, or rather Stapleman. His shot is up and in. Bailey Stapleman scoring there. That's his second field goal of the ball game. That's now a 24-23 ball game. Adams Central with a 1-point lead. Bowen with the ball. Now to Anderson. Two-handed pass to the far side. Warmstadt has got it. Warmstadt holds the ball in the wing. Warmstadt out to Bolin, now to Anderson. Free throw line extended right side. Cross-court pass goes on the wing. Warmstadt has got it left side of the lane. Zone defense, a 1-3-1 zone defense has been very effective tonight for the Sandy Creek Cougars. On the wing, there's a pass that's going to be deflected out of bounds. Warmstadt trying to send that ball inside to Sam Lindflad. It was kicked out of bounds by Leposky. So Adams Central playing things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Halsey checks out now for Adams Central. Lindblad comes in. Lob pass goes inside to Sam Lindblad. His shot is up and in. Bowen inbounded the ball to Sam Lindblad right in front of the hole. Here's the score. Adams Central with some zone trap here. Sandy Creek.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beautyrest, Katnapper, and Ashley. Express delivery and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. That's why TM Sporting Goods gives you that winning edge with top name brands and personal service. From seasoned pros like Steve Barinol and Tino Martinez, TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design.
Where did you get more? Superstore Outlets. Superstore. Shopping centered around you. One stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you. Where did you get more? Superstore.
Again, we apologize for the technical difficulties we are having broadcasting the game, but we'll get the game back to you as soon as possible here on 94.5 The Breeze.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, we're back here at Sandy Creek High School. 29-26 to score. Adams Central has got the lead after three made free throws by David Bullen, who was fouled in three-point territory. So it's 29-26. Adams Central will lead. There's a long-range three-pointer put up there from the left side by John Sock for Sandy Creek. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Bachman, who sent the ball down low to Hulse, who lays it in. Dave Unihol scores there for Sandy Creek, and now it's a 28-29 ball game. Here's a steal now by Unihol. He drives, shoots, and scores. So a turnover at Adams Central. That's their sixth of the ball game. AC now trailing Sandy Creek by a score of 30-29. We're in the third quarter of play. So 30-29 is the score. We're at Sandy Creek tonight. Now Adams Central throws the ball out of bounds. The Patriots with their seventh turnover of this ball game. It's 2 minutes and 57 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Adams Central is now trailing Sandy Creek by a score of 30-29 in this ball game. And now the Cougars will inbound the ball. At halftime, it was 21-19 in favor of Adams Central. There's a steal now by the Patriots. That's Sittner getting the steal. He tries, shoots, and scores. Sittner steals the pass away right at the 10-second line and goes in to score. That's his first field goal of the ball game. And now Adams Central has got a one-point lead. 31-30 is the score. Sandy Creek comes back as they try to pound the ball inside. That Stapleman is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Lindblad for Adams Central. Now to Garrett Sittner down the far sideline. Sittner waiting, goes to Anderson. Anderson comes over here to Wormstead. His long three-pointer is put up there, no good. Rebound is loose. It's picked up here by Sandy Creek. Kendall Dixon into the ball game now. He gets the rebound as he gets it into the hands now of Gabe Muenholz. 2 minutes and 12 seconds to play in the third quarter. 31-30 is the score. Adams Central has got a one-point lead over the Sandy Creek Cougars. There's a bounce pass out on top to John Sock. Sock picked up there by Alex Keller, who's in the ball game now for Adams Central. There's a ball inside. His shot is taken. It's going to be no good by Brockman. And the rebound comes down to Adams Central's Lindblad. Evan Lindblad gets the ball ahead to Wormstead. He drives, shoots, and misses. No good, and he's fouled in the play. And he'll go to the free throw line to trying to hit a couple of free throws. 1:48 to play now in the third quarter. It's a 31-30 ball game. Adams Central has got the lead. The personal foul is going to be whistled here. It's going to go on Dixon. That's going to be his second personal foul. And in the free throw line is Tyler Wormstead. His son is up there and in. Wormstead hits the free throw. He's now got 4 points in the ball game. That's his first free throw of the night. That's now a 32-30 ball game. Adams Central is leading by 2 points here in this one. Pickens Tyler Wormstead back to the line. His son is up there. It's going to be good. Wormstead nails a couple of free throws. It's now a 33-30 ball game. Adams Central with a 3-point lead. And now the Cougars will try to inbound the ball. Adams Central attacking here in backcourt. And now we've got the ball swatted back out of bounds. It'll be Sandy Creek inbounding the ball here in backcourt. Adams Central attacking back here. Here's an interception. It's grabbed by Buzz Niederfein, and his shot is up and in. Niederfein got the interception, and he scores on a Sandy Creek turnover. 12 turnovers in Sandy Creek. Now it's a 35-30 ball game. It's Adams Central out on top, driving for the hole. Here's a shot taken by Brandon Leposky that's going to be no good. And he's going to be fouled in the play. So Leposky now goes to the free throw line here for the Sandy Creek Cougars. It was fouled in the play by Adams Central's Tyler Wormstead. That's going to be his second. So Leposky goes to the free throw line. His shot is up there, and his shot is good. Leposky nails the free throw. That makes it a 35-31 ball game. Adams Central is out on top. In high school basketball action here tonight, Brandon Leposky will have one more. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. Leposky nails two free throws, and now it's a 35-32 ball game. Adams Central is leading by 3 points, and the Patriots have the ball as Sandy Creek will still stay in that 1-3-1 zone. Defense been pretty effective all night long tonight. Niederklein has got the ball. Wormstead, top of the key, sends it back here. Garrett Sittner Moves it down in the corner. That's neither time with the ball inside to Keller. Shot's going to be blocked down. The ball is loose. It goes to the far sideline. It's picked up by Lepofsky. Lepofsky comes to Garcia here on the near sideline. A minute to play here in the third quarter. Matt Beck has got it down low now to a Dixon. His shot won't go. It's off the iron. No good. And the rebound comes down to Adam Central, running back the other way. Tyler Warmstad has got the ball. For Adam Central down to 50 seconds to play. 35-32. Adam Central with a three-point lead. Long-range jumper from the corner. A shot is up there. No good by Niederklein. And the rebound comes down to Brandon Lepofsky. Lepofsky has got the ball now for Sandy Creek. The Cougars are down by 3 points here in the third quarter. We're at Sandy Creek High School tonight. Brandon Lepofsky with the ball. Lepofsky dribbling with it out here in 3 points there. That's why he throws up a three. It's way off of the mark. No good. Rebound is loose. It's saved here by the Cougars. They get the ball into the hands of Dixon. Dixon outside now to Skolvant. Now to Lepofsky. He's shot from the top of the key. That one won't go. Rebound is loose. Battled four and three, four players to the deck. Finally, a jump ball is called. And the possession arrow is pointing in favor of who? The officials look at one another, and the possession arrow pointing in favor of Sandy Creek. So the Cougars will play things in here from underneath their own basket. 16 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Again, we apologize for the technical problems we're having here tonight at Sandy Creek. We'll try to work on those and get back to what we were doing before. 16 seconds to go in the third quarter. 35-32 is the score. Sandy Creek is trailing here in the ball game, but the Cougars will inbound the basketball from underneath their own basket. 16 seconds to play in the third. The Cougars will inbound baseline left side as they get right underneath the basket. Here's Stapleman to run it. Dixon has shot us up and in. Dixon scores off the inbound. 35-34 now. Here comes Adam Central back the other way. Anderson has got it. Anderson comes across the top. That's going to be Warmstad with the ball. Warmstad with 2 seconds. 1 second, he throws up a shot. It's going to be no good. And at the end of the third quarter of play. Three quarters in the books tonight in boys high school basketball. The score, it is Adam Central 35, Sandy Creek 34.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account, then select Mobile Capture Enrollment, or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, Mike Will back here at Sandy Creek High School as we start the fourth and final quarter. 35-34 is the score. It is Adams Central out on top of Sandy Creek here tonight. Been a seesaw battle here. Sandy Creek led at the end of 1-12-10. Adams Central led at halftime, 21-19. And now 35-34, Adams Central with a one-point lead. The beginning of this fourth quarter is Sittner has got the ball deep in the corner for Adams Central. Here's a turnover as it's going to be lost out of bounds. Sittner trying to come out here in three-point territory, and the ball was lost out of bounds there off of the fingertips of Lindblad. I've got the Patriots now with eight turnovers in this basketball game. Sandy Creek has got 12. The Cougars work with it now in backcourt. Gabe Muenholz has got the ball. Muenholz across the 10-second line. Muenholz dribbling the ball here. Adams Central attacking just as they bring a ball into the offensive zone. Deep in the corner on the right side, that's going to be John Sock with the ball. He drives the baseline, puts it up there. The shot is off of the back iron. No good, and the rebound comes down to Lindblad. Sam Lindblad with the ball into the forecourt. Now to Sittner. Now to Anderson. Drives the baseline, shot up and in. Tevin Anderson scoring there for Adams Central. He's got 7 points in the ball game. Patriots are now out on top with a score of 37-34. Sandy Creek with the ball. Adams Central attacking out here at the midcourt stripe. John Sock with it. Now he's double-teamed right in front of the Cougar bench. Gets the ball away. Gabe Muenholz with the ball. Off-balance shot from 15. It won't go, but he's fouled into play. He is knocked down there by Garrett Sittner of Adams Central. That's going to be Sittner's first. And that's going to send Gabe Muenholz to the free-throw line down for Sandy Creek. High school basketball action coming your way tonight on the Breeze. KLIQ 94.5 FM. Shot from the free throw line. Gabe Muenholz is up and in. He is now at 5 points in the basketball game. Gabe Muenholz will go back to the line for his second one. It's up there. That one rattles out there. It's going to be no good. So it's a 37-35 ball game. Adams Central has still got a 2-point lead over Sandy Creek. David Bolin with the ball to Anderson for three. Shot in the corner. Good. Anderson knocks down a three-pointer from the deep right corner. Anderson now with 10 points in the ball game. That gives the Patriots a 5-point lead at 40-35. Here's John Sock with the ball. Moves it down on the baseline to Stapleman. He's mishandles it. A scramble is on. 2-3 players to the deck. Finally, a jump ball is called. And the arrow is pointing in favor of Sandy Creek, so the Cougars will stay right here. They'll play things in. Here comes Leposky back into the ball game for Sandy Creek. Leposky will play things in from underneath their own basket. 6:36 to play in the basketball game. 40-35, Sandy Creek is trailing here in the ball game. Cougars have the ball. Muenholz has got it here at the top of the key. Comes over here to John Sock. John Sock, entry pass. Leposky wasn't looking for it. A turnover on Sandy Creek. Here comes Adams Central back the other way. Sittner has got the ball to Anderson. Anderson now to Lindblad. That's Sam. His three-pointer good. Rattles around there and goes around the hole, and it goes right through the cylinder. He's now got 5 points in the ball game on a three-pointer. That gives Adams Central an 8-point lead. And we've got a timeout from Sandy Creek. 6 minutes and 17 seconds to play. Here in the basketball game, we'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 43, Sandy Creek 35.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back at the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. In the first game tonight was won by Sandy Creek in the girls' contest, 46-43 over Adams Central. 13 points tonight for Connor Lowry to lead the Cougars, 11 for Taylor Hendricks. Meanwhile, for Adams Central, 14 for Alexis Grimmett, 10 points for Brittany Wiseman. Adams Central now 0-3 on the season. There's a shot put up there. It's going to be up and in. That's going to be David Bolin who scores for Adams Central. That makes it a 10-point ball game at 45-35. Adams Central with their biggest lead of the contest tonight, having a good fourth quarter. Here's Sandy Creek at the other end. A shot from the deep left corner. It's going to be no good by Sock. Rebound is loose and is picked up here by Lindblad. So Adams Central with a 10-point lead under 6 minutes to play. 45-35. Patriots have the ball. Anderson down in the corner, Sittner for three. Shot up there, no good. Long rebound is picked up here by Gabe Muenholz. He gets into the midcourt stripe with the ball's poked away, and a foul is going to be called. Personal foul going to be whistled here on the Tevin Anderson of Adams Central. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number three on the Patriots here in the second half of play. Not a lot of fouls called in the ball game tonight. Three for Adams Central since halftime, two for Sandy Creek. 10-point ball game, 45-35, and now we've got a foul called here. So just as I say that, a quick foul called on the inbound. Kyler Wormstad for Adams Central fouls John Sock as they were going at it here on the near sideline. Third foul on Wormstad. Team foul number four in the Patriots. Sandy Creek plays things in. Here's Muenholz taking it down the left side of the lane. He throws up an off-balance shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Adams Central. Evan Lindblad with a rebound. Gives it away to Kyler Wormstad, and now the Patriots will start to hold things up a little bit. They've got a 10-point lead, 45-35 is the score. Kyler Wormstad with the ball goes over there. High left side, David Bolin has got it. Bolin comes over to Wormstad on the right wing. So a zone defense here for Sandy Creek. Wormstad backs out near the 10-second line and now works it down the right side of the lane. Kicks it down on the corner. Bolin for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down here to Stapleman. Stapleman has got it for Sandy Creek. Now to Leposky. So Sandy Creek has got a 10-point deficit to make up here in the final 5 minutes of this fourth quarter here on their home floor tonight at Sandy Creek High School. Driving, giving it up. Here is going to be John Sock. His shot for three is going to be no good. Long rebound goes to the far sideline. It's picked up there by Wormstad. Tyler Wormstad gets the ball ahead now to Anderson. Sends it inside. Evan Lindblad is shot from 10. Good. Evan Lindblad scores. And Adams Central has opened up a 12-point lead here over Sandy Creek. It is 47-35. They've outscored the Cougars 12-1 here in the fourth quarter so far. Here's Gabe Mudeholz with the ball. Now to Leposky. His shot good. Nice looking shot there. A three-pointer by Brendan Leposky. He's got 18 points in the basketball game now for Sandy Creek. 47-38. The Patriots very aggressive here in this fourth and final quarter. Here's Kyler Warmstead out here. Gives it away to David Bullen, who circles around. And now Zach Foster wants to call a timeout. Timeout, Adams Central, 4 minutes and 6 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Adams Central, 47, Sandy Creek, 38.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The Breeze, 94.5.
So late night tonight for high school basketball. The junior varsity games went long tonight. Parents' night for the Sandy Creek boys and girls basketball teams. A long varsity contest for the girls. We're hitting the wire here in the boys contest. 47-38 is the score. Adams Central has got a 9-point lead over Sandy Creek. Adams Central has got the ball here. That's Bullen deep in the left corner. His shot is up there and in, just inside the three-point ring. David Bullen scores again for Adams Central. He's got 19 points in the ball game. Adams Central has now opened up a 12-point lead, 50-38. Here's Leposky for three. His shot is up there, no good. Rebound Warmstead. Now the stop sign comes up here from Adams Central head coach Zach Foster. He wants to hold things up, slow the pace down a little bit. Kyler Warmstead brings it into the offensive zone, drives it down the lane, dishes off here to Evan Lindblad. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Skolant. Skolant, Blake Skolant down for the Sandy Creek Cougars. Right-handed dribble down the near sideline. Takes it all the way to the baseline. Stops there. Comes out to Mudeholz. Gabe Mudeholz takes it down the lane. Goes to the hole against Bolin. His shot no good. And Bolin is going to be hit with a personal foul. David Bolin picks up his fourth foul here for Adams Central. That's going to be team foul number five in the Patriots in the second half. Gabe Mudeholz to the free throw line. He's 1-for-2 so far tonight from the stripe. His shot is up there, and his shot is good. Mudeholz will have another one. He averaged 10.5 points per ball game in the first two games this year. The loss to Connie Catholic and the win over Lincoln Lutheran. It's now 50-39. Next shot is up there. It's good. 10-point lead, 50-40. Adams Central has got the lead. Patriots will inbound the ball here in backcourt. That's Bullen with it now. Bullen gets it to Alex Keller, who races it back the other way. Keller brings it into the offensive zone, who gives the ball away to Kyler Warmstead. Now a man-to-man defense here for Sandy Creek. Warmstead goes for the hole. His shot's blocked down, but a foul is going to be called. So the Cougars were in that 1-3-1 zone. They can only afford to be in that right now with under 3 minutes to go. They go man-to-man. Warmstead takes him to the hole, and he's fouling the play. The foul's going to be called on Garcia. That's going to be his first foul. Sound from the free throw line is no good by Kyler Warmstead. He's now 2-for-3 from the line tonight. Into the ball game, Matt Beck now. Garcia will go to the bench for Sandy Creek. 50-40 is the score. Adams Central looking for their second win of the season here tonight. Next shot is up there. That's off of the mark. No good by Warmstead. The rebound comes down to Dixon, who fell down. Nearly got trampled down there, but Dixon comes down with the ball and gets it away to Gabe Mudeholz. So here come the Cougars. Mudeholz spins right at the top of the three-point circle, drives it inside, is still taken away, but a foul is going to be called. Warmstead got the steal on Mudeholz, but also picks up the personal foul. That's four fouls on Kyler Warmstead. So now we've got six team fouls called on Adams Central. Coming back into the ball game is going to be Sittner for AC. Going to the bench will be Warmstead. No free throws here. That's only the sixth team foul on the Patriots. So it'll be Sandy Creek inbounding the ball. Baseline left side. Leposky gets things in. The sock is shot for three. Is no good. Long rebound is going to be picked up here by David Bullen. Coming back the other way again. Sock is shot. Is up there. It's good, and he's fouling the play. David Bullen gets another field goal. An off-balance shot against the sock. John Sock then picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. David Bullen has now got 21 points in the basketball game for Adams Central. 12 of those here in the second half. He's got a chance to add to his total right here. His free throw is up and in. 4-for-4 from the free throw line. for David Bowen. And the Patriots are out to a 13-point lead, 53-40. They have owned the fourth quarter here tonight. And now Matt Schwarzendruber wants to call a timeout. Timeout for Sandy Creek. 2 minutes and 34 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with the score. Adams Central 53, Sandy Creek 40.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Tomorrow night, we'll have USHL hockey here on The Breeze. KLIQ 94.5. The Tri-City Storm on the road tomorrow, playing at Omaha. Face-off will be at 7:05 tomorrow night. The pregame show will be at 6:50. Then on Thursday, back here with high school basketball, we'll have girls play. Kearney Catholic playing at Adams Central. We'll have the game for you on The Breeze. Pre-game show with the coaches at 7:30. Tip-off will be at 7:45. So hockey tomorrow night. High school basketball again on Thursday night right here on The Breeze. KLIQ 94.5. 53-40 is the score. Adams Central with a 13-point lead. Sandy Creek with the ball. They throw it into the backcourt and over and back violation. Gabe Muenholz throws it into the backcourt here. They tried to save it, but an over and back violation called in the Cougars. That's 14 turnovers now in Sandy Creek. Adams Central has outscored Sandy Creek here in the fourth quarter, 19-5. And the Patriots have the ball back as they come back the other way. Here's a Sittner with the ball. Sittner brings it across the 10-second line. Sittner dribbling with it out here as we approach the 2-minute mark. Here's a David Bolin with it now over to Sittner. Man-to-man defense here for Sandy Creek. Garrett Sittner takes off. They'll spread the floor as they get it out to Alex Keller now. Keller is picked up by John Sock. Alex Keller dribbling with the ball. Alex Keller moves it down the right side of the lane and now out to Anderson. We're down to 2 minutes to play. Anderson with the ball, and now we've got a traveling violation. Kevin Anderson out here with the happy feet right at the top of the three-point circle at the top of the key. A traveling violation is called, and the Patriots has 9 turnovers in Adams Central. That gives the Cougars a chance to play things in, and now we've got another foul called here. A personal foul is going to go on Adams Central. It's going to go on Garrett Sittner. Even before the ball was inbounded on the far sideline. The second foul on Sittner. That's going to be the 17th foul now on Adams Central. That's going to send Sandy Creek to the free throw line now as they have finally reached the bonus. Gabe Muenholz will go to the free throw line. Coming in is going to be Sam Lindblad. Coming out will be Anderson. So Lindblad in, Anderson is out. Adams Central looking to improve the record to 2-1 with a victory here tonight. Sound from the free throw line is up there and in by Gabe Muenholz. He has now got 8 points in the ball game. He is 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. And the score is now 53-41 in favor of the Patriots. Next shot is up there. He hits that one. So he hits a pair of free throws. 53-42. Still plenty of time. 2 minutes to play here. Now we got a foul called as Sittner was bringing the ball on the dribble back down the right sideline. A foul is going to be called here on Sandy Creek. That's only their fourth team foul, however. So they've still got a couple of the waste here in the fourth quarter. So no free throws here as Adams Central will play things in backcourt with an 11-point lead, 53-42. Here's a Bullen with a ball. Bullen wings it over here to a Sittner. He backs up high right side. Sittner getting away as he's being chased out there now by a Skolak for a Sandy Creek. Sittner goes to the far sideline to David Bullen. He's double-teamed. Bullen, jump pass back outside. Top of the key, Lindblad drives it inside. The jump pass goes down in the corner to Keller. Keller brings it up high on the right sideline, and he is fouled into play. Blake Skolam picking up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. That's only the fifth team foul, actually the sixth team foul now on the Cougars. And now we got a timeout called. Matt Schwarzendruber wants to call a timeout. 1:32 to play. Here in the fourth quarter, we'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 53, Sandy Creek 42.
We're the U. Shopping center around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping center around you. Whether you get more, Superstore Outlet. Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at Sandy Creek. Final 92 seconds of our boys' high school basketball game here tonight. 53-42 is the score. Adams Central has got the lead. Patriots will inbound the ball. Alex Keller will go to the backcourt there to Bullen. Bullen down to Sittner into the forecourt. Sittner dribbles once. In trouble. He's double-teamed out here. Sittner sends it down the near sideline to Keller. He is double-teamed right in front of the Patriot bench. He dribbles away, and now we got a timeout called from head coach Zach Foster. Patriots having problems there as Sandy Creek turns up the heat defensively. A minute and 19 seconds to play now in the fourth quarter. Another timeout. We'll take a break with the score. Adams Central 53, Sandy Creek 42.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is about what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect, like coil spring seating in our catnapper recliners and motion furniture so they keep sitting great for years to come. Plus express delivery so you can enjoy your furniture right away. Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings, FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
That's Sandy Creek. The score is 53-42. Sandy Creek trailing here in the ball game. Was inside as they get it to Evan Lindblad and lays it in. Bullen gets the assist. Evan Lindblad gets the field goal, and now it's a 13-point ball game as Adams Central slowly but surely putting this one away. 55-42. There's a shot from the deep right corner from three. That's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down. Point lead. Adams Central has got the ball. Alex Keller down the left sideline, gets it back out to Bullen. Bullen's double team, gets it down to Keller, lobs it inside to Lindblad. His shot is up and in. Evan Lindblad gets another field goal. He's got 10 points in the ball game, and this final score is not going to be indicative of how tight this two. It's a 15-point lead now for Adams Central. A big, big fourth quarter here by the Patriots. Here's Muenholz. His off-balance three is thrown up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Sam Lindblad as he runs her back the other way. Gets it just across the 10-second line where he stops there. Gets the ball into the hands of David Bullen. Bowen's just going to dribble this thing out of here. We're down to 14 seconds to play. And Adams Central is going to win a hard-fought basketball game here tonight. They're going to pick up a 15-point win as Alex Keller dribbles with the ball. We're down to 2 seconds to play. It goes over to Sittner, and that's going to be the ball game. Adams Central is going to win this one here tonight in boys high school play over the Sandy Creek Cougars by 15 points by the score of 57-42. Sandy Creek scores just 8 points. In the fourth quarter, they were outscored 22-8 by Adams Central in that fourth and final quarter. And the Patriots go on to win this basketball game here tonight over Sandy Creek. The final score, 57-42. So the Patriots now 2-1 in the season as Sandy Creek drops to 1 win and 2 losses. Stick around. We got the Misco Sports postgame show coming up next. Again, Adams Central wins it tonight over Sandy Creek, 57-42. We'll be back after this.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance.
If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Yeah, welcome back here at Sandy Creek High School. It was Adams Central winning tonight in boys play. Final score of 57-42. Welcome into the Misco Sports Incorporated postgame show. Misco Sports has been keeping you geared up for the games for years and will for years to come, too. Give them a call at their Ord storefront location today. See them before the games begin with a great selection to choose from. Get your game on at Misco's. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. So a tight basketball game here tonight. Again, the final score may not be indicative of how tight this thing really was as Adams Central and Sandy Creek go tooth and nail here tonight. Adams Central trailed by two at the end of the first quarter, 12-10. Adams Central leading at halftime by a score of 21-19. Adams Central led at the end of three, 35-34, and then the Patriots outscore Sandy Creek 22-8 in the fourth quarter, and they go on to win by 15 points tonight, the final score of 57-42. So Adams Central improves to two wins and one loss on the season. Meanwhile, the Sandy Creek Cougars, they drop to one win and two losses. Adams Central's next game is coming up on, Friday night, as they'll take on Centura. That will be a home contest. Meanwhile, the Sandy Creek Cougars, they will be on the road on Thursday night as they play at Centennial. Scoring in the basketball game here tonight, first of all, for Adams Central. This little freshman, I'll tell you what, you have a chance to see this guy. Come out and see him. David Bolin again leads the Patriots in scoring tonight. A 6-foot freshman. He scores 22 points in the basketball game. He's knocked down to 4 3-pointers in the ball game. He had 3 2-point field goals, and he was 4 for 4 from the free throw line. David Bolin had 9 points in the first half, ended up with 22 for the ball game. David Bolin scores 22 to lead Adams Central in scoring tonight. Then he had two other guys in double figures, Tevin Anderson and also Evan Lindblad. They each scored 10 points. Anderson, he knocked down 2 3-pointers in the ball game, 2 2-point field goals, and he ends up with 10 in the contest. Evan Lindblad, he had 10 points on 4 field goals, and he was 2 out of 5 from the free throw line. The other scores for Adams Central, Kyler Warmstadt, he had 5 points in the game. He had a 3-pointer. He was 2 for 4 from the free throw line. Sam Lindblad, he had 5 points in the contest. He had a 3 and a 2 for his only points in the contest. The other scorers, Garrett Sittner, he had a field goal for 2. Buzz Niederklein, he had a field goal and 2 points in the contest tonight. Adams Central hit 8 out of 14 from the free throw line, unofficially 9 turnovers in the basketball game. Sandy Creek, they were led tonight by Brandon Leposky as he hits for 18 points in the ball game. Leposky had 3 3-pointers in the contest and 3 2-point field goals, and he was 3 out of 3 from the free throw line, so 18 for Brandon Leposky. He was the only man in double figures tonight for Sandy Creek. The other scorers for the Cougars, Gabe Muenholz, he ends up with 9 points. He had 2 field goals, and he was 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. John Sock, he ends up with 7 points tonight. Sock had 1 3-pointer and 2 2-point field goals, so he ends up with 7. 4 points for Bailey Stapleman. He had a couple of field goals and 4 points. Blake Skolant had a field goal for 2, and Kendall Dixon, he had a field goal and 2 points. Sandy Creek, 8 out of 16 from the free throw line in this ball game tonight. Unofficially, they had 14 turnovers in the basketball game. But a big story, 22-8, the fourth quarter scoring margin for Adams Central, and they go on to beat the Sandy Creek Cougars tonight by a score of 57-42. You're listening to the Misco Sports postgame show here today on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. We'll take one final timeout. We'll be back right after this.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, a long night here tonight. It's Sandy Creek getting the girls' contest. It was Sandy Creek knocking off Adams Central tonight by a score of 46-43. That one went down to the wire as well. And leading the way for Sandy Creek was Connor Lowry, as she scores 13 points in the ball game. She actually hit a couple of free throws late in the ball game with a couple of seconds left to give Sandy Creek a 3-point advantage in this one. Connor Lowry scores all 13 of her points in the second half of play. Taylor Hendricks, she comes through with 11 points to lead the Cougars. And for Adams Central, two players in double figures. Alexis Grimmett, she had 14. And Brittany Wiseman, she had 10 points. Adams Central is now 0-3 on the season. Sandy Creek, they improved to 1 win and 2 losses. Get in the boys' contest, a big fourth quarter. Adams Central outscoring Sandy Creek 22-8 in the fourth quarter. AC goes on to win this thing by 15 points. The final score of 57-42. Adams Central is now 2-1 on the season. They'll play Centura on the Friday night at the Patriot Gym. Meanwhile, Sandy Creek, they dropped to 1 win and 2 losses. They will play at Centennial coming up on Thursday. Tomorrow night, we'll have USHL hockey here on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. It'll be the Tri-City Storm playing in Omaha against the Lancers. 6:50 for the pregame show, 7:05 for the faceoff in Omaha. Then on Thursday, back with Adams Central girls basketball, as Adams Central will take on the Stars out of Kearney Catholic. That will be at the Patriot Gym. Airtime for that will be at 7:30 for the pregame show, and it'll be a 7:45 tip-off between the Kearney Catholic Stars and the Adams Central girls in high school basketball action coming up on Thursday night. I think we're going to have a quick chance to talk with the head coach of the Adams Central Patriots, Zach Foster, on our post-game show here tonight. Again, the Patriots winning this ball game over the Sandy Creek Cougars by a score of 57-42. And, Coach, I'll tell you what, a big fourth quarter, 22-8 in the fourth quarter. Talk about the final 8 minutes.
Well, I was really proud of our kids because, you know, a lot of things didn't go the way we kind of drew it up in pregame for the first three quarters. And, you know, you get down to the fourth, I think it was 35-34 going to the fourth. And, you know, that game could go the other way pretty easily. And our kids really stepped up and competed, and I was really proud of them.
This was a game that was really on defense. Both teams, I thought, played excellent defense in the ball game tonight.
Yeah, and every year we've played them. I mean, Coach Schwarzendruber and his staff does a great job of just competing. I mean, these kids are tough. And, you know, Sandy's kids, you got to give a big, you know, tip your hat, I guess, to those guys because they had a great game plan. And they really, really competed and kind of put us on our heels for most of the game.
Talk about attacking that zone defense they showed you tonight. What was the concept? What did you guys try to do that?
Well, it didn't look very good what we were doing, so I'm sure some people thought it was crazy. But we still feel the strength of our team is our shooters. We have great perimeter shooting, and we couldn't throw in the ocean. I mean, people have those nights, and we just didn't make anything. And, you know, I think, and we talked about after the game, that if we make, you know, 5 or 6 of those shots in the first or second quarter, it's 15 or 20 at half. We had wide open shots for great shooters, and we just didn't make them. And so at halftime, we looked at the shot chart, and, you know, we had 22 threes and 6 twos. And we said, you know, we're not making anything. If you're open and you're a shooter, take it. But we got to find a way to drive it. We got to find a way to get the ball inside and try to get to the free throw line. So we tried to attack it better in the second half, and I'm not sure if we did or not, but we made enough plays defensively to help us out.
Yeah, you got to win 57-42 as Adams Central comes up with a big fourth quarter. David Bolin. Tell you what, you're gonna be tired of talking about this guy, but he comes up with 22 points in this ball game. A lot of those in the second half, and a lot of them on tough shots with people in his face and draping all over the kid.
Yeah, he's special, and like you said, we're gonna talk a lot about him, but he deserves it. He works really hard, puts a lot of time in, and you know, again, he's mature beyond his years, and that's probably his biggest strength. It's just how mature he is, and he doesn't get rattled. And you know, in this game, you saw him look like a freshman in the third quarter. Yep. Well, he probably did get rattled. He had a couple turnovers, and he looked bad, to be honest. And it just showed such tremendous maturity for him to come back and play the way he did down the stretch.
I think you guys grew up again in an environment like this, a game like this, a lot of things on the line. You guys maybe grew up a little bit tonight.
I hope so. I mean, I think we're making strides. We talked about learning how to play hard all the time. That, you know, early, really for the first 2.5 quarters, I thought 3 quarters, we had a lot of 50-50 balls, rebounds that we just kind of went for, kind of 80% effort, one hand on the ball. Where in the fourth quarter, it mattered. Like, they went after the two hands, they went after 100%. And that's what you have to do all the time. And we talk to our kids, and we think we have some ability, but we got to figure out how to play hard all the time.
Okay, thanks for stopping up. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
Zach Foster, the head coach for the Adams Central Patriots. Again, a big, big fourth quarter, 22-8 over Sandy Creek in the fourth quarter, and they go on to win tonight by a score of 57-42. And that's going to wrap things up for us here tonight at Sandy Creek High School. Again, the Cougars winning the first ball game tonight in the girls contest, 46-43 over Adams Central, and the Patriots turn the tide in the nightcap, the boys game, final score of 57-42. That'll do it for the Breeze from Sandy Creek. This is Mike Will.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports. KLIQ, Hastings, Grand Island, Kearney, The Breeze, 94.5.